We don't know who the manager is going to be yet. We don't know who the captain is going to be yet. We don't know who is going to be the main starting striker in Rooney's absence, probably Welbeck. I mean, England have gone into to tournaments in fairly shambolic state before, but it's mainly been to do with injuries, metatarsals and things like this. I mean, this is extraordinary, particularly when you consider that England are actually staying in one country and playing in another. So, you know, it's not been the most ideal tournament, but preparation. But, you know, maybe it'll take all the pressure off the players and they'll do Denmark 92 and sort of go out and relaxed and
we
play.
Can hope, Henry. We can hope, can't we?
No, I mean, if England get to quarterfinals, I mean, it's street party time because, you know, it's a difficult draw. It's not like the World Cup where you get one supposedly easier game in the group. France, so good technically. We saw that at Wembley recently. You looked at Benzema the other night. Sweden always tend to draw, struggle against Sweden. There'll probably be an injury in that game, given the history. And then it's all or nothing against Ukraine, you know, the host. So, you know, at least Rooney returns. So, you know, it's not going to be a picnic. In terms of how the FA have handled it, I have slight sympathy because they were damned if they, you know, whatever they did, if they'd gone for Harry Redknapp the moment he walked out of court, a free man on the same day that Fabio Capello left, then Tottenham fans would have been up in arms and everyone would have said, well, you know, it's wrong that the National Association is disrupting at one club season. Having said that, if anyone's seen what's happened to Spurs recently, they might as well have done it because
Spurs
have gone off a cliff anyway.
Is he still, in your opinion, the number one candidate, Harry Redknapp?
Yes. Yes. I mean, I understand all the questions tactically about him, but I mean, I've been covering England for yonks, and the issue with England is not purely the quality of the players, and we know we've only got three top-class players, Joe Hart, Ashley Cole and Wayne Rooney. The issue is why they don't perform for the country as they do for their clubs, and it's psychological. The England shirt weighs heavily on them. They step out onto the pitch and they think, this could go to penalties, I'm going to end up, and my family's going to end up with a lifetime of derision and pizza ads and all that sort of trauma that goes with it. You know, they look up in the stands and they feel all the weight of expectations spilling down from the fans at Wembley, 66 and all that. So what England need, they almost need a psychologist. And Harry Redknapp, over the years, has shown that he's actually pretty good at making players believe in themselves. And in a way, that's what England need, a faith healer.
We shall see. I think we had one of those almost before, and it all went terribly wrong.